Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for March 28th, 2008. This week, we're going to talk about energy. We'll tell you about some exciting new energy sources from electric bacteria to people power. But first, Suzanne answers a listener's question about that big power generator in the sky, the sun.
Listener Kaya Lawton of St. Paul, Minnesota, wrote to ask what the sun is made of. We consulted Terry Kuchera, who's a solar physicist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. She says that unlike the Earth, which is made mostly of liquids and solids, the sun consists of electrically charged gas.
It's not made out of any sort of solid or liquid like we're used to mostly on Earth. What it's made out of is something called plasma, which you can think of as basically an ionized gas. The sun is so hot, it doesn't really have neutral atoms or molecules in it. Everything is ionized.
And she says two gases predominate.
The sun is mostly made out of hydrogen, about 70%, and hydrogen is the lightest element there is. There's then about 28% helium, which is the next lightest element.
She says that all of the other elements we're familiar with here on Earth, like nitrogen and carbon, make up only the remaining 2% of the sun. If you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, you'll win a Science Update Smarten Up mug.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, back down here on Earth, researchers are finding new ways of harnessing energy to meet our needs. Engineers at Rowan University in New Jersey are turning bicycles into grain grinding machines. The bike sits on a stand while the rider pedals. The rotation of the back wheel causes a pulley to move plates that crush grains inside a container. With a little pedaling, the rider can grind anything from lentils to corn, and any bicycle can be used for the task. The researchers plan to test the technology in third-world countries where access to electrically powered grain crushers can be limited. And speaking of people power, in the near future, walking may be more than just good exercise. It could become a source of electricity. A team led by kinesiologist Max Donnellan of Simon Fraser University in Canada has rigged an orthopedic knee brace with sensors, gears, and a generator. The result is a prototype device that harvests energy from the constant stop-and-go muscular work of an ordinary stride.
It has a couple modes, and the first mode where there's no additional increase in effort, we can get about 5 watts of electrical power.
That's per minute of walking, and it's enough to give you 10 minutes of talk time on a cell phone. Another mode, which requires more effort, generates 13 watts per minute of walking. Donnellan's team is currently refining the device to charge batteries for military gear, as well as medical devices like robotic limbs.
Thanks, Bob. Well, people need a generator to make electricity, but bacteria called Schuonella generate electricity naturally. They use it to power a chemical reaction that produces the iron they need to survive. Now scientists are turning these microbes into tiny power stations. By adding a little riboflavin, otherwise known as vitamin B2, researchers at the University of Minnesota have more than tripled the bacteria's electrical production. The goal is to make microscopic fuel cells that could provide electricity for electronic equipment or wastewater treatment facilities. And in other power news, MIT researchers are taking an old technology called thermoelectricity and putting it to new uses. Thermoelectric materials produce electricity when you heat them up. The researchers are making them much more efficient, and eventually, they could recycle the heat produced by car engines and make solar cells more productive.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, our podcast will be all about animals, from the complex alarm calls of African monkeys to some deadly newts. We'll answer your questions about the origin of domestic cats, and we'll be joined by our guest reporter, Karina Wu, who will reveal the secrets of alligator stealth. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a captivating new science story every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.